It's Thursday, the 24th of April, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa delivered her first State of the Nation address in Parliament this afternoon, outlining the current state of the country and policy priorities for her administration. The address covered government plans across economic development, service delivery, and national unity.
The global economy is in a state of flux when trade protectionist policies and prolonged conflicts creating marked uncertainty and volatility. Onward-looking policies by the major economies calls for the intensification of our efforts to become self-reliant. As Namibians, we must focus on the implementation of policies and programs to create jobs for our young people and to bring about tangible socio-economic development. Our implementation will be guided by 7 identified priority sectors and 8 critical economic enablers.
The mayor of Okahandja, Beatrice Katongondo, has asked residents to delay a protest over a child's murder until after the town's tourism and trade expo, citing the need to maintain stability for investors. While acknowledging the community's pain and outrage, Katongondo appealed for patience, urging that demonstrations take place after the event.
If we are going to organize this event, we cannot organize it while we are having another event that has been pre-planned already and budgeted for the previous year. The bigger picture here is we want justice must prevail with regards to these culprits and what they have done to little Ingrid. The only thing that we are saying is that we want to take charge of our town and the activities that are happening. We don't want to have chaos because of the investors that are coming and possibly the high-level officers that will be in town, especially on the day of the official opening. We are not condemning to say that people should not protest. What we are saying is that we want to be part of that whole demonstration as well.
The Johannesburg Emergency Service is on high alert due to severe thunderstorms and persistent rain throughout the metro. Floodwaters affected several areas, including Rand Park Ridge, Newlands, Strubens Valley, Valtervreden Park, Jukskei Park, and Witkoppen Road. EMS spokesperson Robert Mulaudzi.
Our motorists are also urged to continue to drive safely, extend the safe flowing distance, and avoid crossing flooded roads and low-lying bridges. As City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services, we still remain on high alert, monitoring all 7 regions for any emergencies which might occur.
Following the death of Pope Francis, African cardinals are being seen as serious contenders for the papacy. Ghana's Cardinal Peter Turkson and Congo's Cardinal Fridolin Basungu are among the front runners, reflecting Africa's rising influence in the Catholic Church, which now includes over 176 million African faithful. While some in the Vatican remain hesitant about the idea of a black pope, others view it as a historic chance to elevate Africa's voice within Catholicism. And the United States has criticized the European Commission's decision to fine Meta and Apple nearly $800 million.
U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Brian Hughes says the fines on Meta and Apple are a novel form of economic extortion that won't be tolerated. Meta was slapped with a $228 million penalty over its consent or pay advertising model. Meanwhile, Apple was fined $571 million after the European Commission found that it failed to adequately inform consumers about alternative services outside of its App Store. Both companies have criticised the decision and say they'll appeal. Commission officials say the fines have nothing to do with current trade tensions with Washington and follows an investigation that's been in the works for over a year. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.